I can't believe how lame my hair looks. You'd think after 3 semesters in beauty school and an advanced certification in hairstyling, I'd be able to do something with my freaking hair. But no. Plus, this is a really big day for me since I'm taking the bus down to Hoboken for a job interview. Working in the auto parts supply field is not exactly my dream job, but I figure I'll work there until I can save up enough to have my own beauty salon in Jersey City, or at least rent a station in my Aunt Dolores' shop. Meantime, I've got to get this hair under control. My roommate Shelley is no help. All she does is complain about her boyfriend Victor, who is this big doofus who spends all day lounging on the couch at our apartment looking at pornos. What a creep. I don't get what she sees in him. I tell her he's a big doofus, but all she can say is, "I know, but I love him." I don't get it. She's got no ambition at all. At least I invested the time and money to go to beauty school. But Shelley just sits on her fat butt and brings beer to her stupid boyfriend. You'd think she could at least get a job at Taco Bell or something. She actually was supposed to have an interview with this guy who knows this guy who has a job opening, but she didn't feel like going all the way to fucking Hoboken. So I asked if I could go in her place. She said, "Sure, what the fuck?" Anyways, I'm pretty nervous about this interview today. It turns out I'm meeting with the big boss of the whole auto parts supply company, Vincent Grisso. Ever since I was a little girl, I heard about Vinny's Auto Parts. He owns like 20 stores all over Jersey. My pop used to take me there all the time until he ran off with that slut, Tina. My mom hired a couple of Puerto Rican guys to find him and beat him up, but they just took the money and spent it on cockfights. After that, my mom got real depressed and gained like 75 pounds and started going to church. I think she had a crush on Father Greg, which is sick. I made it to the bus stop just in time. There are these punks in my corner who hassle every girl who walks by, even dogs like Marine Tilden. I don't get it with those guys. They don't seem to care what a girl looks like as long as she's a girl. I mean, I see these girls with no fashion sense at all, dressed in like boring outfits with stringy hair, and the guys are all like, "Hey baby, wanna fuck?" I mean, what is it with them? Anyways, I made it past the dumb punks in the corner and got on the bus. I hate the fucking bus. Nothing but old ladies and weirdos. Once, I was on the number 5, and this homeless guy had peed in his pants and was passed out on the seat. It was totally gross. So now, I don't look at anybody. I just open up my Cosmo magazine and pretend to be reading. Speaking of Cosmo, what is it with all these skinny fucking girls? They look like skanky junkies to me. So, after about a half hour, I get off downtown at the world headquarters of Vinny's Auto Parts. I'm looking for the address, and when I come around the corner, I can't believe my eyes. There is this amazing steel and glass building with the Vinny's Auto Parts logo. A carburetor with a blonde girl in a bikini kind of draped over it, plastered over the front of the building. But the coolest thing was that the building itself was designed to look like an actual carburetor, you know, with a hose coming out of it and everything. How cool is that? I just stood there for like 5 minutes staring at the building. Then I realized I was going to be late for my interview, so I checked myself out in my hand mirror. Ugh, there was nothing I could do about my freaking hair. But I did an emergency mascara application and slathered on some red lip gloss just as a precaution. Then I straightened my skirt and hiked up my boobs. I was finally ready for my big interview. So, I go into the big carburetor building, and there's a security guard there like the place is fucking Fort Knox, which is very classy if you ask me. Most places you can just walk in and go to the bathroom and do whatever, but here you've got to sign in and everything. The guard says, "Can I help you?" And I say, "I'm here to see Mr. Grisso." And he says, "Mr. Grisso Sr. or Mr. Grisso Jr.?" Oh, fuck. Double fuck. I didn't know there even was a Mr. Grisso Sr. or Jr.